great to see you this morning. I've got a question for you this morning, right? And the question is this, if we can get it on the screen. There we are. Who is Jesus? If some of your friends came to you and asked you that, what would you say to them? What would you say to them? Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. There's a good answer. Do you think they would understand that whenever you told them it? Lots of answers you could give, couldn't you? If you're a Christian boy or girl, you could say, well, Jesus is my Savior, and I'm following him. Who is Jesus? That's a very important question. And for you this morning, I've got a verse, and it's in John chapter 1, as you can read up there, verses 1 to 3, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, it's maybe a little bit strange. In the beginning was the Word. What was the Word? Or who was the Word? Well, you see, when John was writing his Gospel, a number of verses later, he told us who the Word was. And there it is in verse 14, he said, and the Word became, I wonder could you guess who it is? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So, who would that be? Who lived amongst people? Who lived amongst the disciples? Who taught them? Who did miracles? Who was that? Yes, you've said it. Jesus, that's exactly right. So, really, if John says, and he does, that the Word is Jesus, then wherever the Word appears, you could put in Jesus, couldn't you? So you could really read, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And Jesus became flesh, that means he's God. Had flesh like us. He came from heaven into this world and he dwelt and lived amongst us. Now, there's a wee thing that I have. It's to do with a triangle that helps us to understand maybe who Jesus is as well. We start with God. God, the Father. You know, if you pray the Lord's Prayer, you say, Our Father. Right? So you're addressing God and using this name, Our Father. And then we have God, the Son. And that's exactly what you said, right? Didn't you? Jesus is God, the Son. And then we have God, the Holy Spirit. But I want you to understand something that's very complicated and hard for us big people to understand as well. And that is this, that the Father is not the Son. And the Son, down at the bottom of the triangle, the Son is not the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not the Father. You could say it the other way around as well, starting at Father and coming down. The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Son. And the Son is not the Father. Well then, who are they? Well, we can say the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Does that make a wee bit of sense? We'll just look this morning at the Son. And as you said correctly, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. Remember the verse that we just had? So, Jesus is God. That just means Jesus is divine. Now, that may be a big word for some of you, a very big word for some of you. I can see that. Jesus is divine. That means he is God. He is full of deity. And that's how he was when he was in heaven before he came to the earth. But then he came into the world. And what did it say? Jesus became flesh. He became a man. So, not only from that point in time was Jesus divine, but he was also man or human. Jesus is human. So Jesus is divine and Jesus is human. Now, there are lots of people in the world who don't believe that and who don't want to believe it. And they just say Jesus was a man who was very good and did lots of nice things, but that was all about it. But you know, the Bible teaches us that Jesus was more than a man. Jesus was God who came into this world and still kept his deity and became a man. What did he do? I shouldn't have showed you that picture. What did Jesus do that shows you that he was more than a man? That he did something that men couldn't do? What did he do? Come on, think of some of the great things Jesus did. Yes? Do you know? You do? Right. Died for our sins on the cross. Yes, what were you going to say? Made the blind to see. Yes, exactly. Jesus did lots of things. Remember one time he fed 5,000 people? The disciples made them all sit down in rows of 50 and work that out at dinner time, how many rows there were, if there were 5,000. And they all got to eat. They must have had lorry loads of bread, mustn't they? Yeah, but not with them. What did they have? Remember the story? A wee boy just brought his lunch, right? And Jesus distributed it to the disciples and got more and more and more. And there was even lots left over. So a man couldn't do that. It's got to be something more than that. Jesus was God as well. Yes, as you said, he made blind people to see. And he walked on the water. Could you walk on the water at the sea? Look at the boat. You can hardly see it there, rolling up and down in the waves, and Jesus is going to it. Amazing, isn't it? So Jesus is more than a man. Jesus is God. Jesus is divine and human. And just like you said, you told me, Jesus died on the cross. That really shows that he was divine and human, because if he was just a man dying on the cross, he wouldn't be able to forgive our sins. But because he was divine and human, he was able to die and take our place on the cross of Calvary. Now, lots of people don't like to believe that. And they sort of say, well, how could Jesus be two things at once? Well, I want to show you a wee illustration how that might be understood, all right? Just briefly. And it's this. I actually got them in my pocket. You know, if you're going abroad, what do you need to go abroad? Yeah, passport, right. Now, here's somebody, and they've loaned me their passport, and actually, they've loaned me two passports. Let's have a look. Yeah, the name, date of birth, right. Let's look at the other one. Name. Hey, they're both the same. The same person. The same person. Two different things, right? I don't know if this person knows that the mummy loaned me these this morning, but you see, you can have two. You can belong to two different places at once. I'm not sure if Sarah, our missionary, is a Swiss citizen as well as a British citizen, but some people are. Some people say, I'm British, and this person can also say, I'm Peruvian. And there they are, you see, the two passports. One is British and one is Peruvian. Some people I know say, I'm British, and they say, I'm Irish, and they have two passports as well. But you know, that just tells us something. We don't have to worry about understanding why God can be divine and human. We just have to accept it because it says it in the Bible. Jesus is God, Jesus is divine, and Jesus is human, Jesus is divine, and Jesus is human. Let's sing a little chorus. Because we want to talk about Jesus, don't we? And if you don't know him as your Savior, remember, he's the only one who can save you because he died upon the cross for you. But if you are, you can talk about him. It says, let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings. That means he is ruler of all, the Lord of Lords, supreme. That means he's tops, he's the best through all eternity. The great I am. You asked around the table at dinner time, what does that mean whenever he said the great I am? Because that's God's name as well as Jesus' name. So that tells you something, doesn't it? The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door to heaven. Let's talk about Jesus. All right, keep our seats and let's sing well, okay?